And then Marcus, can you take over as point of order?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty, so we're gonna go ahead and Kaz and Sue will present the motion for 5 minutes. And then before we start, actually, we are looking for a person to do section time for ideally at least until break. Is there anyone here at the meeting that can do section time? Corbe? Thank you. So this section is going to be 60 minutes. And thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Kaz and Sue will present the motion for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Carmen. And Cause is going to lead the discussion, and I'll speak at the end. And do we have a screen share? If Brad can do it, that's great. But Tamara is our backup if we need it.
I can do it, Brad, if you want me to.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. And Cause, I turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you. And thank you, Tamara, for putting that up. I hate reading from slides, so we can probably, after a couple of seconds, to let people settle in, go to the next slide. So, fellowship group vote. The first thing I'd like to convey is you will hear frequently during today and tomorrow references to FGV, and that is fellowship group vote, which is everybody or every registered entity registered with ACAWSO gets to have a vote. That's meetings, intergroups, and regions. And the vote was actually initiated by the conference itself. Motion was introduced, debated, and then voted on to discern what the group conscience was for that particular motion. Because, as Concept One says, the fellowship as a whole has the final responsibility. Issues of great import go out to the whole fellowship. Go ahead and get the next slide. Lots of stuff here. The major thing that I'd like to point out is the first bullet mark, which is the conference is the entity within ACA that decides when to conduct a fellowship group vote. And they do that via motion. Because a motion and a vote on a motion is the currently the only possible way to ascertain what the group conscience of the entire fellowship is. The rest of these bullet points I point out to you run through the process of fellowship group voting. And that's not terribly necessary today because that process was approved with the final listening from the minority opinion at the February QDM. Could you roll up? Thank you. And also, if you could possibly expand the bottom of the screen so that the entire slide can be seen at one time.
Expand the bottom. Let me
Yeah,
see.
it should be just click on the bottom frame and then drag it down a little bit. That should be all you need there. You see that little arrow that popped up?
Yeah, or
Double
use
arrow. Click and drag.
now or up.
Oh, it's not happening. Okay. All right.
Cause and
Yes,
Tamara,
ma'am.
why don't you use the slideshow? I think that would fix it.
Yeah, I have to stop sharing. Where is that link, though?
The link was on the agenda.
This is the link I got from the agenda.
Yeah. Okay. Just click back on it, Tamara. Let's, you know.
Do our best.
Do our best.
Okay. On its way.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So why do we need it? Again, the first point, delegates said so. That's why. And why did they decide this thing needed fellowship group voting? Because some things are simply so important that we need to be those folks volunteering to serve in World Service Matters need to have broader input than even the Conference of Delegates. The name change was the first one, first issue that the conference believed was of that nature. And as has been said many times through the process of approving this particular mechanism for doing a fellowship group vote, we note that there are other items that are very likely to need exactly the same full fellowship consideration and vote. I will note that this is the very first time it's ever been done. This is the very first effort to implement a program. And I would urge you to remember one step at a time, progress, not perfection. There may be mistakes.
And it's time, Kaz.
Okay. There may be mistakes made, but we'll change those as we go along. I'll try and finish up very quickly. Let's go ahead. All right. You can see this on the screen, the process approved in December, and then minority opinion in February. Next slide, please. Bunch of town halls were had. Second bullet, the most important one. Today, we're discussing the tentative schedule for beginning the four-month process, September 18. And, okay, next slide. There will be 4 months to vote. So that's September to October, November, December. December through the end of December or in that month. Substantial unanimity is determined by a two-thirds vote, greater than two-thirds plus one. The votes will be collated and counted and posted within 2 weeks. They'll be posted on the website and emailed to all group contacts. The results and discussion of next steps will be added at the following business meeting after the vote is announced. And at the bottom
over.
Go ahead. As I noted, bottom bullet says we might make changes, but only the conference can approve the changes to the process. And that will not happen until the next time we use some sort of process like this. Yes, a question was raised about, do we have a quorum? And at this time, ACA does not have a quorum for votes. So the numbers are determined by the groups that do vote. And at the bottom, as I said, this is an experiment and we will refine as necessary. Please, next. During the 4 months, group can change their vote. They can also comment, and we hope every voter comments why they voted the way they voted. And not only is the vote changeable, but the comments are changeable. There'll be other town halls, and note that on this slide, which is available to everyone, there is a website and an email address to address concerns and ask questions. And I've already talked about the bottom bullet. So pardon my extensive speaking.
Thank you, Kaz. And I know we're out of time. So for those just to look at the what's being on the screen right now is the fellowship group voting webpage, just so that you know for information. But this has all been posted in advance. And we're out of time right now, but just know that we've been engaging the delegates every step of the way as per the motion that was in 2024. So we look forward to the motion now and the discussion following. And with that, I cede my time and we appreciate your patience. And thank you, Kaz. Okay.
Thank you. And that was the presentation. Can I get a second on the motion?
May I make a request that we read the motion for the delegates?
Sure.
Thank you. And who's going to read that motion? Do you want Kaz to read that motion?
Yes, yeah. He will read the motion.
I can actually share the screen with the choices they can as well.
Yeah, could you do that, Brad? That would be helpful. And Kaz, you can read the motion and then we'll require a second.
Yes, I'll.
I'm
sure there are folks going to have difficulty seeing this. So the motion is to approve a fellowship group vote process of 4 months starting in September, mid-December 2025 for voting on the proposed ACA name change. The options you will be given during the vote are I'm in favor and want it sent to online worldwide voting overnight after this event. I'm in favor of the motion as presented and you want it to be voted on. I want it to continue through the process leading up to the vote, which is the overnight worldwide online voting. Two, I'm in favor, but I'd like to see some changes. Three, I'm in favor, but deferring action on this to another meeting. Four, I'm not in favor of the motion at all. And five is abstain. Abstentions are not counted in the list of determining what the percentage of in favor or not in favor are.
Okay, thank you. And then, Annette, are you seconding this motion? Sorry, let me unmute you.
Thank you. I'm representing the Danish Intergroup, and we have a lot of meetings in Denmark that are not currently listed on the
W. So right now we're just doing a second of the motion.
Will there be a possibility to ask questions?
Yeah, after the second of the motion, there'll be 20 minutes of debate. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stefan, are you seconding the motion? Let me unmute you.
Yes, I'm seconding the motion. Intergroup 630 is seconding the motion.
Thank you. We have a second. We will now open it up to 20 minutes of debate.
Why don't we turn it over to...
Okay, and then Annette.
There you go. Go ahead, you're muted. Somebody needs to unmute her.
Gretchen, are you doing the unmuting?
I'm trying, but it's not allowing me to unmute. If I push the ask to unmute, nothing's happening.
Yeah, there's a delay. I'm unmuted now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As representing the Danish Intergroup, we have somewhere around 40 meetings in Denmark, but only about 16 meetings that are registered on the WSO website. So my question is, if groups are registered on the WSO web's meeting list after the fellowship group vote has commenced, will they be able to participate in the group vote, the fellowship group vote, before the deadline in December?
Do you want me to take that?
I think that would be better. I'm not absolutely certain. That's kind of an interesting question.
So I think the main thing is there's tons of time. We're not doing anything in haste here. So the reason it's going, the vote is going to start in September, is we've got a website coming in, a new website coming in. And so we want to make sure that the IT team are ready. So it'll start in September. So you have until now, until September, to get all of those groups registered. One of the things that we are looking at is that if somebody only is in ACA for a week or two, do they have enough time to vote? These are things that we can address as we're going through this. So the thinking right now is we'll have everyone registered by, let's say, September 15th or a week before that, and then that we'll freeze that, and then we'll go forward. But if that is something that the delegates, and because it's delegate driven here, if the delegates want to have anybody to vote at any period of time, we'll look at that. There's technical problems with it. I hope that helps.
Can I just add a comment? Because I think if we exclude groups from voting because they were registered after a certain time, it would be, in my opinion, a violation of our traditions. I mean, so I just think that there need to be a possibility that if any groups that have a valid WSO meeting ID should be able to participate in the fellowship group vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You were heard.
Kelly, TEL0341.
Thank you. Thank you. So I, you know, it's really concerning to me to take an item like the fellowship name change that also has a really big ticket price on it to change, and to use this in such an experimental process. I mean, that's really concerning. And to hear that people can vote and then go back in and change their vote, it just seems like a way too big to use in an experimental kind of phase. And I'm thinking, if there's 2,800 registered groups, let's say you get maybe 100 groups responding, then you're going to do a simple majority of that. I feel like it's problematic largely. Thank you.
Thank you. And WY162, Matt.
Yes, I was disappointed that Adult Children's Anonymous was not part of the polling and didn't get a chance to see what the fellowship thought about ACA, Adult Children's Anonymous, and I am not for this name change.
Thank you. And Region 6, Corbe.
Good morning, and thank you all for all your service and all the delegates being here today. This name change study and voting process has been going on for several years, and there's been extensive research and discussion about it. And I think the current voting process is the most democratic system that we have at this time, and that we can move forward. And we're going to make mistakes, but we would have a chance to correct them if they happen. And I look forward to voting. Thank you.
Thank you. And then can we go ahead and pause the time for the section?
Yes.
Okay. So there is a point of order from Brad H. And it states the group conscience of the fellowship has already prioritized the ballot proposals as worthy of being on the agenda. They should not be subject to further prioritization by the Conference of Delegates. So response to this is that the OPPM states that they are to be considered, and they are being considered on day two. And so if delegates want to do the proposals at this ABC, they will have the opportunity to vote for that on day two. Otherwise, it would go to a another meeting, but they are being considered, which is consistent with the OPPM and also gives delegates the power to decide what they're going to do at this ABC. Okay. I will then, we can restart the time. And I will go to AUS0117, Claire.
Hi, hello, there, Sydney, Australia. Look, I just wanted to clarify, and probably Sue can do this, answer this one. I understand that the adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families is already being used on our red book and other documentation and booklets. So therefore, the fellowship needs to understand that what we're actually doing is changing the trade name, the business name, the what name. So I need to go back to my group and to be very clear about what I'm asking them to do. Otherwise, I'm going to get myself in a puddle. So would you clarify that to me and the rest of the fellowship, please, Sue?
Thank you, Claire. Great question. I need to keep the answer short, but what I can say right now is that we have that question and answer in our frequently asked questions on the fellowship group voting page to help you. The other thing we didn't have time to let you know is we're going to have a couple more town halls in September and near the end of the voting just to provide support to the groups for that, those very reasons. Things will come up and you'll be wondering, and we have an email that you can address. We're not asking to change the trade name, the actual legal name. Years and years and years ago, there was decisions made to change the name, the functional name, if you will, on the websites and the books and things like that. And that's why we have it here today. This is the delegates' chance to say, yes, we agree with all of those things that you've been doing in the past, or no, we don't agree with what you've been doing in the past. So we'll continue to answer the questions. This is delegate at its best, getting the information, getting the questions, getting involved in how we do the decisions. And we're going to go baby steps every step of the way, nothing in haste. So we're not changing the trade name, but we are confirming or not confirming the names we've been using on the website and on the books. And I think that's a very good thing. I hope that answers the question, and I know I'm over time for my answer. Brad wants to clarify something technically that was being asked. So I'm going to turn, if I may, Carmen, turn it to Brad for a second. Thank you.
Yeah, so there was a quick question about how this voting and the changing of votes and so forth. So the voting is going to be only for registered groups to vote. So it's not for individuals. Each registered group will have a special link that only allows them to vote for their group. During that 4 month time, it is fine to have multiple group consciences. And if they vote one way, and they decide 2 months later they want to re-log back in with that same link only for them, they can change their vote. When the voting is done at the end of the 4 months, what it is last set will be their vote for the group. And of course, people can always groups can always abstain, as we always have that option here in ACA. The plan is to. We have modeled this off of another 12-step fellowship that did worldwide voting, and one of the way that they managed the groups is that they had a start date with the groups, and everybody registered, every group registered on that start date are the ones that allow to vote. There's a reason for that. Not only is it technically easier, but it also prevents the creation of groups just to try to influence the vote, so forth on there. So this is the procedure. And lastly, the vote to do this vote has already passed a previous conference. This motion is just about starting the the fellowship group voting that was already passed. It's not about whether to do it. It's about starting now or starting at the designated date in the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. And then I would like to go to FL215, Gretchel.
Hey, everybody. My name's Gretel. I have a question. How does the right of petition work in a fellowship-wide group vote? I mean, once all the groups have voted by the end of December, and does the minority get a chance to speak after if two-thirds vote in favor of a certain name?
So I've got a great answer for you. This is beyond just the name study. This is about fellowship group voting and ensuring that all our groups have a voice, even if they can't attend the ABCs. So when the vote comes in December, it's not going to be implemented immediately. In our presentation, we have that we're going to come back to the next delegate meeting probably in 2026 and say, okay, here are the results, because we don't know what we don't know. Here are the results and here are the reasons why people voted yes or voted no. And we're also going to ask about the process. What was good about the process? What's not good about the process? So we're going to get a lot of rich data from all of the groups, and we're going to bring that back to the delegates. And we're going to say, delegates, okay, now what's our next step? And so to answer your question, if after all of that, there seems to be a right of petition, then of course we'll follow the OPPM if there's a right of petition after that. But these are conference and fellowship group voting decisions. And you've posed a really curious procedural thing about right of petition. I don't have an answer right now on that, but it's a great question that I've taken down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and any other delegates that would like to speak? Region 5, Josh?
Yeah, maybe a similar thing to the thing that was just raised, which is an interesting, like Sue just said, procedurally, I don't know like exactly how that would work. But even if you don't think about it as right to petition, just like, would there be an opportunity for something like minority opinion after this closes? Like, I don't know the answer to that, but like sort of spiritually, it feels like we might want to enable the opportunity for such a thing. I don't know how that would work in practice, but just, you know, there you go. Thanks.
And absolutely, it's built into the process, because we're going to ask, why did you agree to have this happen? Why didn't you agree? So there's going to be huge data with that. And we're going to bring it back into the delegate meeting and talk about process again, because we don't know what we don't know. And so when we get all of this data together, it's going to make a lot of sense. And so the minority opinion's built into the voting system, and it will be built in to the when we bring it into the delegate meetings. So, you know, it's an interesting time, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen. And I don't think we have to have a perfect idea of everything. I think it's good enough. I use the expression GMO, good enough, move on. It's really good enough. Follows the traditions, follows the spirit of the concepts. And more importantly, it is in the spirit of the voice of the collective group conscience of groups and delegates. With that, I'll pass.
And DEN004, Wider.
If I might butt in just briefly to say, again, comments are asked for, and my presumption, Sue can correct me if I'm wrong, is that those comments can be put in even if you vote abstain. So everybody will have an opportunity to make their opinion understood. That's my understanding. Pass.
Yeah, and that's correct.
DEN004, Wider.
Yes, Vita and Adult Child. I'm wondering what will happen in case this motion doesn't get passed.
let's all wait and see what happens with the vote, because I don't want to assume one way or the other about what's going to happen. So we'll deal with that when we deal with that. And when I say we, this is a delegate decision here. This is a delegate direction, fellowship group voting, first time, and we're just using the name study as the first thing. But this was the delegates at the 2024 ABC that said, hey, we want to do this. And then they reapproved that in December and then in February. And now we're doing it again with a start date. So every step of the way, the delegates' voices are being heard, and you're making the decisions, not the board. With that, I'll pass.
Okay, and we have time for probably two more. Anyone that hasn't spoken that would like to speak? IG9, Marilyn?
Yes, I think this is a wonderful experiment to put it out there to the whole fellowship and get response. And I think we should go forward with this.
Okay. All right. And then before we take the vote, there was a point of order regarding quorum. So I just want to make sure that that's addressed before we start, particularly this vote. And the bylaws state that quorum is 2/3 of registered delegates. But it also says as defined by the OPPM. The OPPM states that it's 50% of delegates that raise their hand. I'm going to ask Michael, our parliamentarian, to speak on this because there's two possibly conflicting things in terms of what the definition of quorum is. And because it affects all the votes moving forward, I just want to make sure that we're all clear and comfortable. Michael?
Carmen, do you want me to speak to the full group, or would you like me to speak to the chairs first in a separate breakout room, and the chairs would present their ruling on the motion or on the point of order?
What would you prefer?
I want to set the precedent that the parliamentarian confers with the chairs when a point of order is made, and that the chairs are the ones who ultimately make the ruling based on the advice of the parliamentarian.
So what we are going to do is we're going to take a small break, and then we will come back. Wish I had like some nice music or something to play to keep you. Perfect. Okay.
And, the light.
And we are back. All right. Let me go back to the specific point of order. I just want to read it. The ACAWSO bylaws state a quorum for voting at the ABC shall be defined as a 2/3 vote of the registered delegates as defined in the OPPM. So the OPPM states that 50% of delegates that raise their hand is a quorum. That's also what we have historically always followed. So we will continue for this visit, or this visit, this meeting to follow the OPPM as it defines quorum. Also, the bylaws do defer to the OPPM. But I do think it's important to recognize that this is a good question about how the diet bylaws define an alternate quorum. So I do think this is something that I know the board is looking at, but is also something for the ABC study, charter, and delegates also to look at in the future. But for today, we'll follow the OPPM. All right. So we will go ahead and move to the poll.
And thank everyone for their patience.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get out the poll in just one second here. We're going to do try and do three minutes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and the vote has started. Just go to the same election buddy.
And Jim B, you have your hand raised. If you have an IT question, you can send it to Tech Help, or if there's a you need some information, point of order is also good to send to. Okay. And Brad, you did post the link, correct, to the election buddy?
Yeah, it's the same link every single time. It's in your email. It's been posted in chat at least twice this time. We're posting it every vote, but it never changes.
In your chat window, it should be listed both coming from Tech Help and from Marson and Tech Help, Brad.
Okay, I've got 30 more seconds. Okay, and that's time. Okay, and I will display the results. Okay, and in favor of this motion as presented and send it to worldwide voting got 62 votes. That's at 82%. So that is the winner of this, and it will go to online voting.
All right, so it will go to worldwide online voting, which actually we are miraculously right on time. So we will go ahead and take a 15-minute break. And Adelina and Jim, they have some really fun stuff.